following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Well, it's a Christmas week. Later this week, we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I hope you're having a wonderful Christmas season, that you're being able to maybe gather together with family that you love. And there you're just having a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. We're very busy, have been very busy, but we're excited about what God is doing and what God has done in sending His Son, Jesus Christ. Our program is going to be a little bit different today because mostly we're just going to be talking about Jesus and about Him coming and what Christmas is all about. It's amazing how many people really don't know why we celebrate Christmas. And I believe part of it is because the devil has created a lot of confusion around the Christmas holiday. You know, going back to when we celebrate Christmas and adding in all of these other non-Jesus things, I'll say it that way. And I'm not saying that many of those things are bad. I'm saying there may be a distraction. And I got to tell you that growing up, I was very confused because I didn't know if Christmas was about Jesus or about Santa Claus and how the two related to each other. That's a whole nother study of itself. What I want us to do is to focus on what Christmas was all about, that God sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. John said it this way, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And that's what Christmas is all about, that He sent His Son to be the Savior. And I hope in all of the excitement and in all of the goings on that you don't lose sight of Jesus Himself. And not just Jesus in a manger, but Jesus as a perfect human being that then died on an old rugged cross for your sin and then rose again the third day and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Now, Christmas, I think, involves all of those things and understanding all of those things. And I know it's about the Christmas story. And we're going to read it here in just a few moments, Luke chapter 2. If you have a Bible, I'd encourage you to join us. We're going to read Luke's account of the coming of Christ here in just a few moments. And I want to encourage you to just to lift your eyes to Him. Take a few moments and just think about what the holiday is all about. We get so busy and so caught up in buying presents and putting up decorations and parties and all of those things that sometimes we just lose sight of what it's all about. Well, here's what it's about. Luke chapter 2. I'm going to read all the way down through verse 8. A little bit more reading than I usually do on this program, but I think it's important, and especially important this week. And if you don't hear it anywhere else, at least you heard it here on Consider His Word. Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought first her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now, even to Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Amen. You know, I would encourage you that if you have especially children around at Christmas time, grandchildren even, that before you do anything, that you would sit down and read to them Luke's account of the coming Savior. This is something we did in our home as our children were growing up, before they would open any presents. And, you know, we didn't do the Santa Claus thing. They knew the presents were from us, and they would be a surprise. We would put things around the tree, and they would be excited to see the things they would get that day. But before we opened anything, before we had breakfast, before we did anything, we sat down and we read the Christmas story. And it's interesting that by the time most of our kids were, I'd say 12 years old or so, maybe 10, that they were able to recite this whole passage of Scripture by heart. It was an amazing thing. And so sometimes in those later years, as we began to read, they would just be quoting it right along with us. It was such a blessing to us that they understood that this day, Christmas Day, was going to be about Jesus. You know, it was such an exciting time because for so many years, so many generations, they had longed for and they had looked for that day when the promised Messiah would come. God had told the prophets in many different ways, signs to look for. He told them the times to watch for, that it would be in Daniel, he told them the time that Messiah would come. Read Daniel, it mentions the Messiah. And they looked for that day and they wondered about that day. And then after the end of Malachi in the Old Testament, all the way between the Old Testament and the New Testament, 400 years they had not heard from God. 400 silent years, we call them. I believe many of them were still serving the Lord and believing the Lord. The world is being prepared. You realize that Jesus came at just the right time. It was the right time politically. When Caesar Augustus would be the emperor that we read here, who sent out the decree that the world, the unknown world, would be counted. It was a census. So each family could be recognized and known. The place had been prophesied by the prophet of Micah, Bethlehem, a town of, we're not even sure, perhaps as small as 300, maybe as big as 1,000, we don't know. And so many times we see that depiction again and again of the stable, and of Mary and Joseph coming there to the stable where Jesus was born. Now, you know, sadly, a lot of our representations of stables and a lot of the things we see as such a European influence, I don't know that we truly know what it looks like. Well, I know that they have identified a place in Bethlehem where they think Jesus was born, but I'm not sure that they know exactly. And so again and again, we show that picture and recreate that scene of when Jesus came into the world and the story of the shepherds when they came. And there's something about the shepherds that I particularly want to mention They were just doing their job, watching their sheep, when those angels appeared and declared to them that a Savior was born. That's what I especially, one of the things I want you to notice, that they came to declare. In verse 11, he says, let me back up. Verse 10, and the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." I want you to notice that they said, "We bring good news, good tidings of great joy." And it was for all people. No one is to be excluded. Everyone would be somehow identified with the Christ of Christmas. That it was for everyone, not just the Jews only, but for everyone. And then they told him very specifically that he would be a Savior. He said that you would find there, "I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." There would be no mistaking him. Christ means the anointed one, the appointed one, the Messiah that would come and be born on that day. And what a great time it was in history. When we can look back, and even though, you know, many will try to discount it and say it never happened, well, we have historical records of not only that happening, but of things happening around the time of Christ. And some of the things that happened in Scripture. Later, when these wise men came from the East, we think maybe they were some kind of astrologers or stargazers of some kind. When they came, they first went to the king, King Herod, to see if maybe he would know where they could find him. Well, Herod was threatened by this king. Now, how would they know? They would know also by searching the Scriptures. And that they were watching for and looking for the Messiah, which was to come. Herod, being threatened, ordered that every male child under 2 should be killed. We think that perhaps it may have been a couple years before the wise men showed up. I know that in most Christmas pageants, we show the wise men there. They probably didn't come to the stable. In fact, the Bible says, you read over in Matthew 1, that they came to the house and that it was a young child that they saw, and they brought their gifts. And perhaps this is where we get the whole idea of gift giving. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh that they brought to him. Gold, which was appropriate gift for a king. Frankincense, for his role as a priest. Myrrh, in preparation of his death. And I would challenge you with this. It's so important. Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? Do you know him? You know, it's one thing to sit on the outside, and I have to say, I really don't truly understand this entirely, how people can watch the Christmas story. Maybe they watch a nativity scene in a church, or they see it somewhere where they see the stable and Jesus and a manger and the shepherds and see all of those things and have no clue what it means. Well, I hope you know what it means to you, that he is your Savior, that if you'll put your faith and trust in him and give your life to him, repent of your sin, yeah, he'll give you an eternal home in heaven. That's why he came, not just heaven, but to have that relationship with us now, to be able to walk with him and talk with him. Hope you have a great Christmas. God bless you.
Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.